Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Mary, little one, I know you're trying to do some homework right now, but I need you to do a chore for me. Mommy is having some friends over in a few minutes. Male friends, and we are... Oh, well, little one, you're right. I can never get anything past you. You really are too smart for your own good. You're right. Mommy is having these men over to fuck me all night long. To rail and please my pregnant pussy. And it's been a while since I've been able to have a gangbang. I think I deserve it for suffering for months through this pregnancy. I've been so sick and sore for so long, and I have just hated it. Mommy just needs a night to let my freak flag fly for a moment. I mean, you know how cranky Mommy gets when she doesn't get fucked regularly. And with these mood swings from my pregnancy, I've just been so frustrated with the whole thing. And I know you don't like when Mommy gets frustrated, because then I just have no choice but to take it out on you. And I know you don't like being hit. And I... Yeah, I may be 9 months into my pregnancy and I might give birth at any time, but who knows when that will be. It could be a whole other month, and I just can't wait that long for my pussy to be filled, and I don't think I could take that. This pregnancy has been agonizing for me, and I just want a little bit of... release from this pain. Oh, what if my baby gets hurt by their cocks? Well, what if I get hurt by having to go without fulfilling my craving? You've seen me getting more and more aggressive with you. Do you really want me to get even more abrasive with you, young lady? You're being really selfish with me right now, trying to deny me my pleasure, and I do not appreciate it. Well, it isn't your place to stop me, little girl. I am the mommy of this house, and you are my daughter. Therefore, I get to invite over who I want. And if you want to keep whining about it, I may just instruct my studs to take out their energy on you as well. And I know you will not like it as much as Mommy does. So do not argue with me, young lady. Oh, they're here. And I haven't got you to do your chores yet. So go do it, Mary. Go to the kitchen and make Mommy and my stud some drinks so we can have our fun. And get some Coke lines ready for us, too. I'm hoping we can make a party of this night. I don't want to hear any more buts, lady. I don't like making my studs wait, and I'll make sure you won't either. So get into the kitchen and make our guests their party favors. I need to answer the door. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mommy's house. I know it's been a while since I've had you all over for our playtime. I've had this, you know, this little nuisance to deal with. But it came to me that maybe you could all help me deal with it. And all you studs have to do is what you do best. Use those dicks to completely annihilate my holes in every way. So come on in. I have my daughter making us some party favors to make us feel good. So let's get this party started. That's right. You all never hesitate when mommy has you over for playtime, taking your pants off already, and you've barely entered the door. You all know what mommy is for. And believe me, I have so missed taking care of all my hung stud sons. Oh, Mary, you've come back with the party favors. That's excellent. Why don't you go ahead and offer them to all our guests? Drink and snort up, boys. Oh, you're asking why I am calling these men my sons? Well, that's because mommy has a duty to these boys to take care of them. They are always so hung and horny and pent up. And as a mommy, it's my job to take care of their stress and tend to their bodies. And my sons obey me and do what I say, unlike you, you little bitch. They work to make mommy feel good while you're always fussing and disobeying me, like you have been doing all night. And you know, I think you need a lesson in obedience. And the role of a proper woman. So because you're being a fussy little cunt tonight, I am making you sit in the chair in the corner and watch how mommy acts like a real woman. And maybe your smart ass will learn a thing or two. This lesson will be way more important than whatever they teach you at school. In fact, I don't want you to leave while I'm enjoying myself, so I'm going to tie you down so you don't leave. So watch, little bitch, because I'm going to show you how a proper woman behaves. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, boys. The job of a mommy never ends. Oh, not even waiting, are we? That's right, my children. Go ahead and grope my pregnant body. I'm 9 months along, ripe and ready to pop at any time. Maybe even tonight, if you work hard enough, boys. And what's funniest is that one of you may be the father, but there's no way to know. So don't feel like you need to hold back. Not that any of you would care anyway. Mommy just needs her boys to make her feel good again. That's all mommy cares about right now. Yes. Stop whining, you little bitch. My daughter needs to shut her fucking mouth. This is my body, not yours. So you shouldn't care. And I can do what I want. I see your cock is aching to do the deed, little one. That's right. Caress my pregnant tummy while you rub your cock against my pussy lips. Yeah. Get your dick wet, little one. Yeah, get my pussy juices all over that 10-inch stud dick of yours. And you, little boy, I'll take you on my hand for now. But trust me, each of you will get a turn plunging your penis into my pregnant pussy. And you, I'll take you on my mouth for now. I'll go ahead and kneel down on all fours on my coffee table. Oh, and look, my pregnant belly is so enlarged that my belly button lays straight on the table. Isn't that cute? The trash in my stomach is helping its mommy hold herself up for dick. I guess this useless trash was good for something after all. Now, Take me, boys. Make mommy feel good. Fill me up and empty me out. This is such a vigorous start from behind there. Yeah, don't hold up. Go as hard as you can on my pregnant pussy. Mm-hmm. And you too? Oh, yeah, let mommy work on you. Yes. Yes. Drown my fucking pregnant womb, you stud. Yeah, punish that fucking parasite. That fucking thing is why you haven't fucked mommy in a while, so take it all out. Take out all your aggression on it. Yeah, this trash is why mommy's been so sick and depressed. Just like my whore daughter over there. Get that dick back in my mouth. And that's right, beat that trash down. Yeah, punch mommy's pregnant belly. Yeah, make it hurt. Oh, you like the feel of the baby's head being smashed against the head of your rock-hard stud dick. Oh, yeah, then feel good, my son, because it makes mommy feel so good, too. I'm sure it's making that baby hurt. I can feel it kicking against the walls of my womb so hard. It's making me feel so much pleasure. This fuck trash has made me feel like shit for so many months, but its pain makes me feel so good. Oh my god, I've never felt this good. Yeah. Oh good, you're about to come? Yeah. Come in me, my good little boy. Yeah, come in, mommy. Yeah, soak my fetus with your cum. Oh, yeah, kill my baby with your dick. Oh, my God, I'm squirting all over you. It's just getting everywhere. Abort it. Yeah, abort me. Kill my baby and come in me. All over my fetus. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Good boy. You stabbed mommy's womb so well. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. And you need to stop crying, my bitch daughter. Mommy felt good, and that's all that matters. But, gosh, nothing came out. How can we know if we really killed this piece of trash if it doesn't come out? Well, to be sure, I think we should continue. Yeah, until its unborn skull comes out skewered around one of your cocks. Yeah, get this unwanted product of a fuck out of my murderer mommy hole. You too. Yeah, I know you've been wanting to take a ride on this pregnant pussy. So how about you take it together? Yeah, double stuff mommy's cunt with those big stud cocks. That's it. Both of you lay down and line those fat dicks next to each other. And mommy is going to squat and put her pussy right on those proud, throbbing baby killer cocks. Use those cocks like they're weapons and take my fetus's life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Having both your dicks stretching out my baby hole makes mommy so hot. Oh, even with just heads in, I already feel the trash baby in me spasming in pain. But mommy only feels pleasures these cocks are giving to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I've never been stretched out this hard. I want to go deeper. Fuck. And the more those cocks stretch my cunt out, the more the fetus kicks the walls of my womb. It feels so fucking good. I'm halfway down, my trash baby. Every inch of those cocks I take is counting down to your abortion. Yeah, I'm sure my child in my womb would be so happy. She got to die for mommy's pleasure. Oh, God. Yeah, only 5 more inches to go. 5. Four. Oh, three. Oh, fuck. Two. Oh, my God. One more inch. One more inch. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel the base of your dicks, boys. Oh, my fetus is going crazy. Oh, just let me bob up and down on the base of your cocks. Let my trash fetus screams itself to death. Yes, that's it. Stab that fetus with your huge, murderous dicks. Oh, my God. And you both are loving this. Yeah, knowing that your cocks are strong enough to kill. Yes, yes. Make that daughter in my womb a whore before she's even born. Yeah, show her what a woman's body is used for and fuck her before she's even alive. That's it. Stab it. Yeah, stab. Stab my fetus and scrape it from my whore womb. Get that fucking trash out of mommy's pussy, you studs. Oh my God, it isn't kicking anymore. My fetus isn't kicking anymore. It's absolutely finally dead. Oh my God, you killed my fetus with your cocks. It's so fucking sexy. Yeah, now pound me with those snuffing murderous cocks until you coat the baby's corpse with your murderous jizz. Oh my God, this is so much better than going to the clinic for an abortion. So much more fun. Yeah, that's it, boys. Fuck me. Mm-hmm, fuck me. Yeah, scrape that dead baby corpse out of me. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna squirt again. Yeah, yeah, come with me, boys. Come with me. Come with mommy. Fuck, yes. Oh, my God, good boys. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, between your thick pricks, your leaders of cum, and that dead baby corpse, mommy's cunt is so filled. I've never felt this stretched out before. Oh, my God, let me stand up and see if we really detach that baby from my womb. Oh, there we go. Oh, damn. Yes, you did it, boys. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that mix of your jizz and dead fetus parts. Oh, pouring out of my womb. You can even see its little arms detached from his body. But wait. The umbilical cord is still connecting to my womb. That's so gross. I don't want any part of that trash in my body. Boy, go hand those scissors to my bitch daughter in the corner. Mm-hmm. Bring her over here. Yes. Oh, so my little junior whore, did you enjoy the show? No? Stop crying, bitch. This would have been you when I was pregnant with you, but your stubborn ass decided to come out alive during the fucking. I was so damn embarrassed by that. When you were born, yeah, your body landed on one of my studs, and he was so freaked out having a live crying baby landing right in his crotch. Even your birth was an embarrassment to me. But at least I could keep you to do my chores around the house while I get fucked. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, that you were a live birth when I was trying to abort you with my stud's cocks. I was so fucking embarrassed. I've hated you ever since, you stubborn little bitch. Every other piece of trash died during my abortion fucking sessions, but you? You decided to live, so your punishment is seeing your mommy do this again and again. So you wish you died like this too, because you're the biggest fucking embarrassment to me. So take those scissors and cut your dead sister's umbilical cord. Get this trash out of my womb. There you go, good bitch. Yes. Now look at your dead sister and be thankful that wasn't you. Or maybe you wish it was at this point, because I do. Now, what to do with this fetus? I know. I think I might keep the head as a dildo so I can replay this erotic abortion, fucking again and again. Boys, you did so well aborting mommy's pregnancy. I'm so proud of you. And my bitch daughter, I know that one day you'll be doing just as mommy is doing. You don't want a live child. They are nothing but a burden that gets in the way of playtime. Maybe one day you'll make mommy proud and be a proud, slutty, abortion-craving whore too. And make your cunt useful for pleasure as well. Now, boys, would you accompany mommy to the tattoo parlor? Yeah, I think since I've aborted multiple babies via fucking now, I may as well get a tattoo over my womb that shows off how many fetuses I've aborted. Because I'm so proud of it. I'm thinking like, maybe like a fetus symbol with an X over it. And I'll get a new one after each abortion. Mommy has to show off how many she's aborted. And you, bitch, stay here and clean up this mess. Yeah, there's jizz, coke, baby parts all over the living room. And it better be spotless when I return. And as a reward, you can use that dead corpse head as a dildo of your own if you want. So you can practice and be just like mommy when you grow up. That's the only way I could possibly be proud of you. And stop fucking crying, because you'll be seeing this a lot more in the future. Oh, God, that felt so good. Now let's go get this tattoo, boys.